Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Hi, this is Kurtwood Smith. You remember me from such TV comedies as That 70s Show and That 90s Show on Netflix. I'll never forget the words that my grandfather said just before he kicked the bucket. He said, "Watch how far I can kick this bucket." People ask me where I get my dad jokes from. I tell them to listen to the Daily Dad Jokes podcast. Listen to Daily Dad Jokes every day on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
It's a big show on the radio. We'll tell you the prize back. You can play for him, beat the blonde, because he got to save Tom Hansen, because he got Fidel Castro, Nancy Reagan, him, Craig Seggers, the whole thing. You can win that hat, T-shirt, tumbler, $25 gas card from Law Tigers. Win the trip of a lifetime to the 84th Annual Sturgis Motorcycle Rally and a custom Harley-Davidson performance bagger. Go to thebigshow.com. Click on the Law Tigers banner. Get you more info. Ready to hang in a minute, shall we get Hanson off the couch and win it right here on The Big Show. Good morning, it's The Big Show on the radio. Coming up, we play Beat the Blonde with that Law Tigers prize package winner right now from St. Louis, Missouri. Get him on the couch. You know him, you love him.
Terry Hanson on the world of sports. Here's a guy you'd never want to see in shorts.
Pick it up.
He's got scoops on who's got a contract, who's a good dude, and who might be on crack. The show presents Sports Breeze.
Rump! And thank you very much for joining us again, Mr. Hanson. You piqued our interest last week on the Nancy Reagan story. First, let me say good morning, buddy.
How you doing, pal?
I'm doing good, man. All right, Nancy Reagan, let's hear it. What you got?
Well, I've had some people ask me, what the heck is that all about?
All right.
Well, in 1987, the first lady came to Ponte Vedra when I was at the PGA Tour to open up a drug rehab center. As usual with people like that, the Secret Service, you have to get a security clearance. I had some reason to believe I might not get okayed. I didn't want them down there to know that, so I went to the Reagan advance man, who was Pat Summerall's son-in-law. Wow. And I said, well, check out and see if I can get the clearance. And he got back to me, and he goes, well, listen, you don't need to try. And that's all he said to me. He wouldn't say any more. So I knew. And the reason why I did know was back in 1981, Ted Turner called me at home on a Sunday morning. And his first thing was, hey, listen, have you gone to church yet? I went, no, why? He goes, anyway, didn't the CIA try to kill Fidel Castro? I went, yeah, I think, yeah. He goes, well, last Thursday, I was duck hunting with him in Cuba, and I could have blown his bleeping head off. I went, geez. He goes, anyway, you're going to like him. I go, I'm going to like him. He said, yeah, I promised him that you would do the Cuban All-Star Baseball game on TV. And I'm thinking to myself, now this is 6 months that I don't need. Well, it turns out it was in 6 weeks.
Oh.
So we go into the office on Monday morning, and we call the State Department. and we talked to them. A second call, they called right back, and they said, we will not sanction this trip. And then I said to him, I'm thinking I'm out of it. He goes, you're Fidel Castro's guest. Well, great, wow. Okay. So I fly down there for the first meeting, and it's a tough meeting because the guys there I'm talking to don't want to do this. We didn't either. It was an afternoon game. They've been planning for a year, and we had it in prime time. So they're very difficult. So we break, and I go to my interpreter. I said, look, I want you to be a little tough when I say this. So we went back in there, and she was translating for me. I said, look, I don't want to do this. You don't want to do this. But our guy told your guy, and your guy told my guy we were going to do this game. Now, if you want to tell your guy you don't want to do it, fine, I'll leave. Well, we broke for lunch. We came back. They had another spokesman who was nice as he could be. So we went back to Atlanta, and we started planning. Well, I tell the promo department about the telecast. The next morning, I get called to a 7 o'clock meeting in Turner's office. The sales department is in a panic. Coca-Cola and Eastern Airlines called. They were going to pull sponsorship because the CEO of Coca-Cola was a Cuban expatriate, and Eastern Airlines headquarters were in Miami, and they were going to be picketed. So we said, oh, we might be able to do this game. They came back to me and they said, no, the game's on. You have no commercials, no promos. And then 5 weeks later, I'm on my way to Cuba. I'm there, and my secretary says, now don't forget to send wing number. So that way they don't shoot you down. My name's Michelle, and I've got Bob Neal and Craig Sager with me, and a woman who said to us she spoke Spanish. CNN told us, if you're on the 14th floor of the Habana Libre Hotel, your rooms are bugged. So we get down there, certainly enough, 14th floor on the hotel. So then comes up Sunday night, right after Rat Patrol. Nobody knew it was coming. Here comes the Cuban All-Star baseball game. I don't think anybody was watching it, but we put it on. So the next day we have a lunch. The game was not eventful. And the vice president welcomes us. He gives us two boxes of cigars, expensive each. And he sends us home, and by the time we got home, they only had one. I think they must have stole one from us.
Oh.
We got hassled with customs. I mean, really, really hassled.
Wow.
Put in a side room for an hour before they let us out. Went back to Atlanta. Nobody had a copy of it. I mean, nobody in history right now knows this game ever existed.
Wow.
I went back two times to get copies.
Man.
I can't get one. So over the years, I've noticed when I've been traveling, I always get a second or maybe even a third look at customs.
Wow. Man, that is wild. And all that trouble, he just had to dump it after Rat Patrol on the superstation. Good stuff. I love it, Hanson. We'll see what you got on tap for next week. Can't wait, buddy. Love you, mean it.
Okay, buddy. See you next week.
All right, my boy. All right, y'all. Well, let's play our game. Beat the Blonde out there in front of everybody. 1-800-BIG-SHOW, your toll-free line. We'll play next. Big Show's on the radio. I'm going to do your hump day Wednesday, May 1st. Got a featured track from the Big Show Bitbox. It's brought to you by Charlotte Motor Speedway, Coca-Cola 600, Sunday, May 26th. Listener letters, the Pizza Hunt Prisoner. All right, more hilarity from captivity. Search for keywords, Pizza Hunt. Hit that Bitbox at thebigshow.com. Hey, right now, let's play Beat the Blog. Meet our contestant, John out of Appomattox, Virginia. Good morning, John.
Morning, John boy.
Hey, buddy, welcome. All right, John, know the deal. Go ask Tater some questions. She'll give an answer. You agree or disagree. Two bells for two buzzers. And I can feel it.
You
winning the prize package. Sorry about that. All right, Dad, here we go, baby. Let's look at a survey that was conducted in 1977.
All right, handsome.
What was the main reason that more men were not taking jobs as secretaries?
Their hairy legs and knobby knees, I think, is what was probably the reason. Most men, you know, didn't know how to type.
Didn't know how to type?
Yeah.
John, do you agree or disagree?
I agree.
Agree with that? No, I said the pay was too low.
Oh. Yeah. Well. Well.
Well. Excuse us.
Yeah, pardon.
Well, good thing we got that out of the way.
Yeah, all right.
That was fixed early on.
All right, then. Well, here we go. We need a bell here. 1950, the FBI released their first 10 most wanted fugitives list. Were there any women on it?
Oh, yes, if you count Hoover, J. Edgar Hoover.
That's right, J. Edgar was pressed.
He would like the, like the clothing.
He was like the, what's the name of Bud Light? He could have, you know.
Maybe so, maybe so.
Okay, sure.
I have no idea what he meant by that, so I'm just going to.
I can remember the little girls.
Yes, there were women on the most wanted list.
Okay. Oh, back to the game.
Yeah,
thank
I'm sorry. I thought that you needed an out, so I tried to
thank you very much. So did you say yes or no?
I said yes, there were women on the list.
Yes, there were women on the top 10 fugitives list. John, agree or disagree?
Disagree.
And that was the thing to do. Yes. No. The first list was published in March of 1950. All 10 were men.
Yeah. Apparently, we were too busy being secretaries.
Yeah.
Didn't break any laws.
Yeah.
All right. Good work, John. Here we go for the win or loss. Tater, when it comes to snow skiing.
Okay.
Who's more likely to have an accident on the slopes, a man or a woman?
Well, women. And that's why I always pack some, you know, adult diapers, just in case it's a long run.
Not that kind of accident.
Wasn't?
No.
Oh.
Many kind of accidents.
Yeah, there are.
You try to be stuck up there.
Who's more likely to have an accident?
A man.
A man. John, agree or disagree?
I agree.
Agree with that? Oh, how about that? Statistics say the woman.
Yep.
How about that? Well, doggone it. Aww. Yeah, John did not get that one, but we got a consolation prize for you before we let you go. John, thanks for playing with us.
Well, thank you, fellas. Have a good day.
All right, buddy. Thank you. Hang on. All right, we're going to jump out and catch you up on your news on the other side. All right, got one in Bill Silver's top 10 list. Did you, big old lad? Morning, it's a Big Show on the radio. All right, here we go. All right, one of my favorites in the studios. Turn it over to Bill Silvers.
And you're one of my favorites. Hello, friends. Bill Silvers here. You're welcome. We're 3 years into the Biden presidency. People are paying nearly $1,000 more a month to survive. The border has more holes than Bonnie and Clyde's car. And gas is so expensive, NASCAR will soon be a foot race. Ba-dum-bum. See what happens when you let the dead vote. Shame on you. What this country needs is a good laugh. If only we had a reliable source of entertainment that could make us laugh and forget our troubles. Wait! We do! It's the 46th president, Captain Gaftastic himself, Bozo Joe. But Bill, how can I tell when Biden's going to say something stupid? I'm glad you asked. Here are the top 10 signs Biden is about to say something stupid. Number 10. He visits the site of a natural disaster. Number 9, Ukraine asked for another check. Just one more. Number 8, the White House press secretary openly drinks on camera. Number 7, a reporter asked him to explain Bidenomics. Good luck with that. Number 6, Trump gets indicted for spitting on the sidewalk. Number 5, and my personal favorite, he tries to save Vivek Ramaswamy. Number 4, someone asks him who the vice president is. Number 3, it's an election year. Number 2, he introduces the delegation from Botswana. And the number 1 sign that President Biden just said something stupid, it's a day ending in Y.
Good morning, it's a Big Show on the radio.
Superfly.
Oh, no. 20 minutes away from entertainment news. What to watch? Right now, all right, here we go in the studio.
Good morning, John Boy, Billy, and everyone out there in Big Show listening land.
All right, so what's the latest happenings in dismal seepage, South Carolina?
I'm glad you asked, John Boy. As you know, by the pollen on your truck, the marathon sneezing fits and the dismal seepage technical college failing to get into the NCAA tournament, spring is upon us. But to help take everyone's mind off of that, every year at this time, we throw our annual dismal seepage spring fling.
Spring fling, that sounds festive.
Oh, it is. This is Dismal Seepage's exclusive adults-only celebration.
Wait, adults-only?
Yes, it's a literal spring fling, a swingers weekend where anything goes, baby. It's like that movie, The Purge, but no one gets killed, they just get lucky.
Well, hold on. When you tell folks spring fling, they're going to think about a flower show and a big barbecue or something.
Well, there was a weenie roast last year, but that was unintentional. Word to the wise, never go near an open flame when you're naked. Things went from kinky to combustible very quickly. Gave new meaning to the word hot dog. Any of these flaming body parts jokes doing anything for you? Thank goodness the guy in the bulldog costume was a volunteer firefighter.
But a bulldog costume.
Like I said, anything goes. Ironically, we had to ask him to leave. He wouldn't stop dragging his butt on the carpet.
Well, you got to have some sort of standards, Mayor.
Yeah, some people, sheesh. So if any one of your listeners is interested in, quote-unquote, sampling the local wares, just call the hotel and make a room reservation.
What's the hotel?
The Halfway Inn.
Ah, that figures. So, how does all this happen? I mean, what are the rules?
All right, well, guys up to age 30, they all put their underwear in a big box. Ladies step up and pull out a pair of drawers, and whoever the owner is, that's their partner.
So, if you decide to go commando, you're out of luck.
Bingo.
Well, what about folks over 30?
Well, it's different for all ages. Say, 30 to 50, you draw from a box of sunglasses, and 50 to 65 is a medication bottle.
Yeah, over 65?
Dentures.
Gross.
Oh. Yeah. Tell me. Well, the good news is they always fall asleep before they can really do anything. Most of them are hard of hearing, so they just sleep through all the noise from the adjoining room.
Makes sense.
And when the sun comes up in the morning, John Boy, everyone convenes in the dining room for the big morning after breakfast buffet. Courtesy of the restaurant, Shea What? It's a heaping bounty of grits, gravy, and uncomfortable silences. Followed immediately by free health care services from Penicillin Patty's Portable Practice.
Free health care services.
Yeah, there's usually quite a few who feel the burn, if you follow me.
I got it.
Well, listen, I'd love to stay and talk. He tried to say convincingly, but I've got to run. There's a lot to do before the big, dismal seepage spring fling festival.
Yeah, lots of paperwork?
No, I've got to go for my all-over spray tan. I've got to get jiggy with it.
Too much information, Mayor.
So if you're feeling amorous and aren't too glamorous, come on down to Dismal Seepage, South Carolina, and the big spring fling festival. And in case you find a new Mr. or Mrs. Wright, complimentary divorce attorneys will be on site. We'll see you there.
Good morning. The Big Show is on your radio.
I'll tell you, I never seen anything like it in my life. The sun's barely up. There's food everywhere flying through the air on plates and bowls and hands. People eat them with their fingers, their feet, other people's feet. It's unbelievable. And I want a spread you can't imagine. Ribs and chicken and biscuits and whole pigs on a great big stick. That's what it's like at the John Boy and Billy Big Show. It's a buffet from start to finish. There should be a cover charge, I'll tell you. The only thing missing, napkins. I guess that's what your shirt is for. Oil, fade, and dry cleaning bill. Oh, my head. You gonna eat that?
Show on the radio here, knocking the lid on the final hour, action-packed hour, what to watch and entertainment news in minutes, couple of rounds of wordy word will be played, another winner will be made, bid set up, bid request, and a feature track for the Big Show bid box, you got it.
That's right, baby.
Click at NYCO Sports Banner when you hit thebigshow.com. You see the three footballs for your collections. 800-345-2868. Found that toll-free line. You hit it right there as well. We want you to hit thebigshow.com. Why did I register to win John Boy's Wonderful Things? Giveaway 102. Pictures and everything. I think it's all long enough. Coming up, what to watch. That's a Big Show. Rolls on. Good morning. Got the Big Show on the radio. Coming up, we play Wordy Word. Winner gets a Red Max prize pack. You know Red Max makes the best trimmers and blowers and commercial zero-turn mowers. Got a 2-year unlimited hour warranty, Kawasaki engines, heavy-duty fabricated deck. Mow like a pro with Red Max. Click on the link at thebigshow.com. Hang on, play for it in minutes. But right now, from the desk of Tatertainment News, it's What to Watch. Here's Marcy, Tater, Moran.
What to watch? What are you doing? Let's look at the box office from this past weekend. Coming in number one, debuting there was Challengers, the sexy tennis drama starring Zendaya.
That's wild. I hadn't even seen anything in the commercials about that. No, tennis drama?
It's a tennis drama, yeah. It's about a tennis player. She was pro, and then she blew out her knee, and then she was like the coach. One was her boyfriend, another was a good friend, and then this, it's a triangle kind of problem.
The last tennis thing I watched was about Serena and Venus Williams' daddy.
Oh, and the
dad. Yeah, raise them up.
King Richard or something like that, I think it was.
That's pretty good. That was kind of a little drama.
Well, that was kind of based on a real true story.
Right,
I don't think that this one,
okay. I got you.
It's just a...
Wow.
All right, so Challengers.
You had him right there.
I did.
And you just let him go.
Coming in second was Unsung
Make
Hero.
Tennis drama. All right, sorry. Unsung Hero is number two.
Unsung Hero. Yeah, that's the drama about the formation of the Christian rock duo for King and Country.
Oh, yeah.
Talked about that. Godzilla Kong, The New Empire came in third place. Dropping from first to fourth, Civil War.
Well, that's not a good sign, is it?
Well, I just, those other movies kind of knocked it. It stuck, stuck up there for like two weeks, I think, 2 weekends or so.
Should have been paying better attention.
Yeah, it's okay. Nah. I don't expect. I just appreciate you looking at me while I'm talking. And coming in fifth place was Abigail. That's that movie, that horror.
Horror doll.
Horror. No, she's a real chick, but okay. Horror movie. Yeah, where she's like a vampire or something crazy. Yeah.
Yeah, see, he's not really looking at you. There's a TV behind him.
Whatever. It works for me, and it pushes
don't
me through.
Don't spoil it for
don't
him,
you tell me. Tell me, Wizard of Oz. Hey, don't touch
I'm
that
still
man.
Catching up on the NFL draft from the weekend.
Still put those highlights on.
Don't worry, Packer, later on today, we'll straighten it out. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, can I keep my time?
Sure. Yeah, of course.
Let Packer have his?
Yep.
In theaters this Friday, Star Wars Episode I, The Phantom Menace.
Oh, now has that already been out?
No.
You think?
No, this one hasn't. Has it?
Yes.
Has it?
Yes.
It has. It has.
Yes.
Ooh.
You said
it's
Star
back in third. Yeah. Back in, yeah, with Ewan McGregor, Liam Neeson. Really? Frank Oz? Really? Is this the same thing over again? Natalie Portman? Well, no. Why do you want to go see that again?
Hello, 4th of May. May the 4th be with you.
May the 4th. Ah, yeah. The Saturday is May the 4th.
Look at those marketing geniuses.
Yeah, so they don't throw the old one up there, huh?
If we had the budget to hire us an entertainment reporter.
I don't remember Liam Neeson being in that, though. I don't think he had a set of skills in the galaxy.
He had a lightsaber. I knew that. Him and Samuel Jackson.
So I thought you thought it was new.
I did, because it was out this Friday.
Oh.
All right, well, The Fall Guy. That's a new one. That has Emily Blunt and Ryan Gosling. He's about a stuntman. And like everyone in the stunt community, he gets blown up, shot, crashed through, through women's drop.
Was like a TV show back in the day, right? Lee Majors?
Guy. Yeah, it was a different thing. He was a stuntman.
Well, that's what this guy is.
This is what this guy is.
But he was a good one.
Oh,
I'm not paying attention. I read it. Shut up.
All right, for those of you who want to stream new and old stuff, Unfrosted is on Netflix. This has comedian Jerry Seinfeld in it. Uh-huh. And if you've ever wondered how the Pop-Tart was invented, Jerry Seinfeld explores its origin story in Unfrosted, which he wrote, directed, and stars in. So
yes,
Jerry
it's
Seinfeld.
A movie about Pop-Tarts. That's right.
He made enough money on TV. He ain't got to care no
care.
More.
Yeah.
I mean, what's the deal with Pop-Tarts?
They're not frosted. I'm going to make a movie.
Other comedians on Netflix will be John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A. And Cat Williams, Woke Folk.
Cat with Woke Folk. I wonder which side he's going to be on.
So, that is a wrap
good
of what
work,
to watch.
Aunt Tina. Very good.
May
very
the 4th
well.
Be with you on Friday.
All right. Well, let's get us a winner. Let's play Wordy Word. We are ready to go. Let's get a couple contestants. 1-800-BIG-SHOW, your toll-free line across America. Team up and play next. It's a Big Show on the radio, rolling to you Wednesday, May 1st. And don't forget John Moore's Wonderful Things giveaway, number 102, A Hat That Doesn't Fit My Head, from King Ropes in Sheridan, Wyoming, and a hardback copy of the book, The Whole Truth About Spring Turkey Hunting, According to Cuz, by Rhonda Cuz, Strickland, Mossy Oak. Both of them can be yours, giving away Friday, beginning of the last hour of the Big Show. Hit thebigshow.com. Get your name in a hat right now.
Well, everybody's heard about the bird.
Let's play the wordy word and a wordy word. Let's meet the contestants. Got a couple of buddies going to play each other. Out of South Carolina, Scott is in Little River. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning, Johnny. How are you, buddy?
Awesome, buddy. Welcome in here. And your bud Marshall is in Conway, South Carolina. Good morning, Marshall.
Good morning, John Boy. How are you, brother?
Good morning. We're good. Well, buddies, I appreciate y'all getting on here to play some wordy word. All right. Do y'all get to see each other much?
All the time.
Okay, good. Good. Oh, it's not long lost, buddies. Y'all see each other every day. All right, good.
And Scott, are you on a hands-free speaker?
I am not.
Okay.
I don't think I am.
Okay, good. Well, it sounded like a little bit of hollowness, but all right.
All right.
Good deal.
So, Marshall and Marcy on one team. I like the way they sound, Marshall and Marcy.
We don't like the way you're saying that.
I know, right?
What about Scott and John?
Sounds a little familiar.
All right, dear. Well, me and Scott will go for the first 30 seconds, see what we can do. Marshall, you relax. All right, you ready, Scott?
I am ready.
Okay, start the clock. Now, we need somebody to come. You spell this out like if you're on a desert island, you write this word out.
S-O-S.
No,
no,
help. Oh, no, got it.
Next.
Okay, next. Please don't blank the Charmin.
Mm-hmm. Please.
Yes. Uh-huh. You need a pile of this for your fireplace, a pile of...
wood.
Yeah, uh-huh. Rhymes
wood,
with
Kimlin.
It. Not bad, but...
good.
Yes. Rhymes with it. Robin.
Good.
All right. Good work there. Okay. And for some reason, I screamed out help.
Yeah. So, well, because you were looking for it.
Help on the desert island. Oh, God. I was trying not to say when you need this, when you need the. Oh, never mind. what did we wind up with that tape?
Four.
Okay. Thank you, man. Four, and we gave Marshall one. Okay. Marshall and Marcy for their round one. You ready, Marshall?
Yes, sir. I'm ready.
Right. And go.
All right. It's dinner blank. You look at your watch to tell the...
dinner time.
Yes. You use a shovel to dig one of these.
A hole.
Not the opposite of pull.
Push.
At the bottom of a plant, they have a bunch of these. That
roots.
Yes. Rhymes with it. A cowboy shoe.
Boots.
Uh-huh. If you're not first, you are
last.
And rhymes with it. Something that happened a long time ago.
All right, there's a buzzer. Okay, let me get five on the board. Okay. And you took the lead by one.
Mm-hmm.
All right. All right, Scott, me and you for round two. Here's where we rack up some points. All right.
Dig deep.
Well, I tell you.
That is a plan. Okay. All right, let Marcy get them up there. Okay. All right, here we go. Start the clock now. Not the present.
Pass.
Yes, thank
pass.
You. That's it. You drink too much. You get... what?
When
you... no, when you drink too much. Hey, he's...
drunk.
On... yes,
drunk.
That's it. All right, blank Abby. You start a letter. Blank Abby.
Here.
Yes. Uh-huh. Blank and release when you're fishing. Blank and release.
Catch.
Yes.
Catch.
Uh-huh. To get out of prison, the warden will give you one of these. A or the president.
Pardon.
Yes. That's it.
Pardon.
All right. All right. Good work, Scott. Put a five on the board, a total of nine. So, Marshall and Marcy.
Yes.
You need four to tie.
Yes.
Five will win. Marshall, are you ready?
This is exciting.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's coming down to it, boys, okay. For the buddies in South Carolina. Ready, go.
You put a call on this and take another call.
Hold.
Reader's Blank, a very popular little magazine. You food.
Reader's Digest.
Yes. Achoo! What did I just do?
Sneeze.
Uh-huh. Blank me a kiss from far away.
Blow.
Tied up.
Another word for shy. Ooh. Oh, it's also one of the dwarfs. It means you're shy.
Bashful.
Yes.
Bashful for the win right there. Oh, got it. Man, with Scott, we came up a little too. That's my bad. So we're going to get you to try again sometime out of Little River. All right, buddy.
All right.
Hi, man. That's great.
So we're 1-1 now. So he won one, I won one, so now we're going to have a tiebreak.
Oh, is that right? All right.
Yeah.
Going to have the rubber
we'll
match.
Have to do it again.
Mm-hmm. All right.
For sure.
Well, good
for
deal.
Sure.
Boys, we appreciate y'all listening to the big show, playing with us. Have a great rest of your day.
This is all both of our first time other than the last time we played, so we need a mood.
Yeah, give us a mood. That'd be good.
Good morning. Got the Big Show on the radio. Bit request time for this hump day, May the 1st. We got Mike Stavert out of Houston, Texas, saying, Axe Ike, look up the Space Cowboy. All right, Mike, specifically, we will do that. Coming up next.
It's the Big Show on the radio. Already got requests for Friday song. It's a bitsy teeny weeny can of barbecue vienna. That's my man, Ike. Right now, Mike Stiver out of Houston, Texas, wants to hear somebody desperate enough to act Ike. So let's do it.
Yo, what's up? It's my racing fat boy impersonation. Over here. Welcome to Ask Ike with all the 411 you need for all your, what you call, Afro-positional relationship with shrimp. Dig this. Ike, I am very troubled. Recently, I heard the song Space Cowboy. Recently. Only been out for about 40 years. And like many songs, it got stuck in my head. In particular, I kept mulling over the phrase, the pompousness of love. I have no idea what that means. It is keeping me awake night, driving me crazy. You think I got a shallow, empty life? I realize that since you is an expert in all matters of the heart, that you might know the meaning of, or even experience, the pompousness of love. I appreciate your help, Kurt Mabry. Dear Kurt, from the sound of your name, my brother, I can tell you is white. Man, you just sound white. Kurt Mabry. See what I mean? Now, if you had signed your letter Curtis, that might have been a question. But plain old Kurt, you is white. And while we're gesticulating on your albinomosity, let me redress your inquiry. Unfortunately, this ain't got nothing to do with, as you proliferate, Ike's sexpertise in the matters of the heart. But it do have everything to do with you crazy white people. Let me preach on it. Now, the pompousness of love, say what? Some crackhead white boy gets brain crapitations writing some old bubblegum honky leaded pop song. So he just throws in some made up word like what you call a hypnopompetus. And you think I ain't gonna be able to give you the lowdown? Man, my brother, we got no idea what's up in you white folks' heads. Especially Ike. I mean, look at the white folks I associate myself with. Like Jumbro and Blinky here. Man, sitting around listening to all that wow and hokey pokey help, police help. That nonsense about done broke my thinking later. An old eight-pair shoe buying Liberandi, mumbling about the weather like Rain Man, and Wild Turkey Redfoot yabbering to himself like a Civil War reunion. Don't nobody have the coronas to tell him his microphone is turned off. I even got so old crazy legs white boy Patrick as an intern. Man, I must have drain damage. The hypothalamus rasulula of love. Some people call him the space cowboy. Some people call him the gangster of love. Some people call him Maurice. I call him that nerve-raculating cracker whose booty is stuck on the end of my left foot. White folk. Lordy, lordy. This is Ike. Peace out.
If you would like to ask Ike, mail to Ask Ike, John Boy and Billy, P.O. Box 7663, Charlotte, N.C., 28241.
Oh, don't. You ain't gonna hurt my feelings.
It's the Big Show on the radio. In today's show, today's featured track from the Big Show bid box. If you'd like to have it for your own, keywords, Pizza Hunt. Not Pizza Hut. Not Pizza Runt. It's Pizza Hunt. And it is.
Come on, let's sing along. You know the words.
Letters. Oh, we get letters. We get your letters every day.
Yeah.
Mail, and mailman mail today. Reach right there, then turn one up. Boom, brothers, I love those letters.
Okay, maybe we don't know all the words.
All right, we got a letter here from Beaver, West Virginia, from the Correctional Institute.
Oh, we love those guys.
Dear John Boy and Billy, let me first say I'm one of your most dedicated fans. Captive fans is more like it, since I'm presently under the watchful eyes of the federal government at a correctional facility in Beaver, West Virginia. Mm. Which brings me to the reason I'm writing. I listen to dumb crook news all the time and have yet to hear anything that tops my ordeal. After a long day of brew swilling, a friend and I decided to find a pizza. We drove across the state line and rolled into a small, dark town. It was small and dark because it was 1:30 in the morning and everything was closed.
Uh-oh.
Just then, I closed one eye, I'm sure you've done that, and saw a light in the distance. As we drew near, we could make out the words, Bar and Grill, and it was open.
Well,
we figured where there's beer, there's bound to be pizza. So we went inside. Bad news, the grill was closed.
Oh.
Good news, the bar was open.
Uh-oh.
Now, like the guy who wrote you recently about his beer run said, alcohol tends to make you think somewhat differently.
Mm-hmm.
And after downing another 12-pack, we decided to relieve the establishment of their daily cash intake.
Uh-oh, it's taking an ugly turn. Yeah.
Needless to say, this didn't go over too well with these folks. Mm. And they started to get a little fussy. Here's where the dumb really comes in. Mm. Since alcohol on an empty stomach, never did get our pizza, by the way, tends to make you feel like a cross between Al Capone and John Dillinger, we decided to take the folks there in the bar for a ride.
Uh-oh.
We returned to our starting point just across the state line with our passengers. We have since learned that the FBI are automatically involved when you cross a state line with folks that don't want to cross the state line.
Yeah, I've heard that, yeah.
In other words, what we called a ride, the authorities call kidnapping. Imagine our surprise.
Ooh.
It's now 2:30 in the morning. As we come to a stoplight, our adventure takes a new twist. We run out of gas.
Oh, good.
This stoplight is at one of the town's major intersections, and one of the several cars behind us is a police cruiser.
Mm-hmm.
As we saw it, we had three options. A, run like heck. B, give up and plead insanity. Or C, get out and push. Thinking quickly, we of course chose the only logical option.
Of course.
C, get out and push. After we pushed the car into a vacant lot, my partner went for gas.
Mm.
Well, as luck would have it, the police car that had been behind us at the intersection pulled in behind our car. I got out and explained our situation, carefully leaving out the part about the two people who were lying prone on the floorboard of the car.
That was a good move, yeah.
The officer seemed satisfied. At least he did up until he saw the two people lying prone on the floorboard.
Wow.
I quickly ran through my options again,
mm-hmm.
This time choosing A, run like heck. Okay. As you can tell from my return address, that option failed miserably. Well, guys, that's pretty much the story. I'd tell you the moral, but, well, there's not one. Your pal, Tom Kent, Beaver, West Virginia, Correctional Institute.
Another letter from our listeners.
Bedbox is here. All your favorites from four decades of the Big Show. 99 cents each, 15 for $9.99. Buy them once, play them anywhere. Shop the Bedbox online at thebigshow.com. Order Big Show stuff by phone. The number is 800-471-STUFF. Online services by animink.com.
Miss any Big Show today? Don't let that happen. Catch it up. John Mobile and Late Risers Podcast. Available wherever you get your podcasts. You can make it easy. Subscribe to us with a free iHeartRadio app. Hi, y'all. Have the rest of your day. See you on tomorrow. Love you, mean it.
Hi, this is Kurtwood Smith. You remember me from such TV comedies as That 70s Show and That 90s Show on Netflix. I'll never forget the words that my grandfather said just before he kicked the bucket. He said, "Watch how far I can kick this bucket."
People ask me where I get my dad jokes from. I tell them to listen to the Daily Dad Jokes podcast. Listen to Daily Dad Jokes every day on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Join late night legend Jon Stewart and the best news team for today's biggest headlines, exclusive extended interviews, and more. Now this is a second term we can all get behind. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.